This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
One of Republican Darren Bailey's first jobs coming out of a divisive gubernatorial primary has been unifying his party. But as WBEZ politics reporter Dave McKinney found, there are some in the GOP still not on board.
A month ago, Bailey was in downstate Effingham, basking in an upset primary win and thanking his five GOP gubernatorial opponents by name for a hard-fought race.
I've heard from a few of them already, and they have pledged to unite with us to fire Pritzker. Now is the time to unite and move forward, and we will do that, friends.
But one of Bailey's top primary rivals, Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin, has not given a full endorsement of Bailey, at least not yet. Irvin was seen as the establishment Republican candidate, and he had a staggering $50 million from hedge fund billionaire Kenneth Griffin, yet still managed to lose badly in the GOP primary. Bailey's win dealt a blow to the establishment that backed Irvin, people like House Republican leader Jim Durkin, DuPage County Board Chairman Dan Cronin, and Chicago businessman Ron Gidwitz. A WBEZ Chicago Sun-Times survey of Irvin's earliest supporters found that Bailey is laboring to bring some of them, like Gidwitz, into the fold.
Quite frankly, I've never met Senator Bailey, so that's an issue. I generally don't support people I don't know.
Gidwitz is a guy every Illinois Republican should want to know. He was Donald Trump's Illinois finance chair in the 2020 campaign. He's playing a key role in helping Republicans try to retake the U.S. Senate. And Gidwitz gave more than $100,000 himself to Irvin. While we're on the subject of big money, Griffin, once the most prized GOP donor in Illinois, says he plans to have nothing to do with Bailey this fall. Griffin believes Irvin stood the best chance of beating Pritzker. Here's Gidwitz again.
We had a plan with Ken Griffin. I was quite confident that with Ken's help and with the help of other more traditional donors to the Republican Party in Illinois, we could raise the necessary money to be competitive with J.B. Pritzker. Obviously, that strategy is gone, given that Richard Irvin unfortunately didn't win.
As of June 30th, Bailey reported having just under $364,000 in his campaign fund, a minuscule amount for a race against a self-funding billionaire like Pritzker. Since the primary, there's been no new direct money for Bailey from his chief benefactor, GOP megadonor Richard Uihlein. Instead, Uihlein has given $20 million to a political action committee that has hit Pritzker in some ads. But Bailey doesn't control how that money is spent and hasn't been featured in the committee's latest advertising. And Bailey's been dark on Chicago television during the past month, while Pritzker has been airing ads nonstop.
So now the question is, what's Darren Bailey's strategy? How's he going to come up with $100 million to compete?
Bailey's camp insists it's in a strong position with Republicans around the state and that the party is coalescing around his efforts to defeat Pritzker. Downstate, some Irvin supporters have come around to Bailey, like Kankakee County Treasurer Nick Africano, chairman of his county's Republican organization.
I don't think it benefits anybody for people to eat their own. He's the winner by a large margin. And he's our candidate, so we're on board.
But Africano says Bailey must unify the party, and that includes persuading Irvin backers to join his cause.
Strictly politically speaking, if he can't draw in many of those names, they don't have a shot. Clearly, to win, it's got to be an all-hands-on-deck situation.
In 2018, Pritzker beat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner by nearly 16 percentage points. Without more money and more political friends, there are some Republicans worried that Bailey could face a similar fate, or worse. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
And the Chicago Sun-Times' Tina Svandelis contributed reporting to this story. This is WBEZ.